101.5 WBNQ.
All right, I'm going to have to delay for just a little bit. I thought my guests weren't coming, and then they showed up. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to delay my conversation with the parents for just a couple of moments about getting money back from the Amazon app after their kids were spending money that they weren't supposed to. That's still going to come up in the 8 o'clock hour. But first, I have to invite some of my favorite performers in town from Exit 167. Welcome back to WBNQ, as your management group is putting on some of the best parties in town. I'll start with you, Vinod. Tell me about the upcoming schedule for Rang Barse Festival of Colors 2017.
Good morning, Susan, and it's always, always, we are happy to be back.
I love having you guys in the studio.
All right. So, as similar to last year, we are again organizing Festival of Colors on demand from our patrons. It went really well. This is again a festival of love, togetherness, unity, where everyone is welcome. It's happening on April 15th at the McLean County Fairgrounds, from 11:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Kids had a blast last year. It's a family event. Everyone, all are welcome.
I got to see it for just a couple of minutes, and I didn't hit either one of you with colors, did I? Because it was a festival of bright mess. Is that how you explain it?
Yeah, you'll definitely hit us up with colors this year.
Okay.
Yes, it is. So the colors, it's essentially a very colorful event. Last year, we actually had over 1,100 people come for the event, and there was a lot of colors on the air and the floor, on people's faces. You smear colors on each other. There was great food. There was great music. And, it was just good to have such a motley crew of people.
This started out in India and then has now become a worldwide event, and it doesn't always happen on the same day anymore, correct?
Correct. So this year it was on March 13th. Okay. However, to take advantage of the bright sunshine in April, as long as we could spring in on April 15th, we wanted to do this this year outdoors, but under a huge tent that we set up, a 24-foot high tent that we set up on the lawn of the Interstate Center. And it's going to be a blast, just getting the best of both worlds. It feels like you're outdoors, but you're still indoors, so you get the best of both worlds.
So we're protected from the wind, we're protected from the elements,
yes.
But at the end of the day, when we got to clean up all of these colors, which are, remind me again, it's like cornstarch. We don't have any allergens involved in these colors, right?
Because
they're powder.
That is correct. It is 100% organic. It's 99.7% organic cornstarch, and 0.3% is what we have, which is added with the colors and some good smell.
Okay.
And
do specific colors mean something? Like if I walk up to you and I do I have to say something before I throw blue at you, or should I be looking for pink? Or, I mean, is there a question as to what color and when and how I'm supposed to exchange this moment?
Not really, but we know red is a very popular color, probably because red is for love as well. So again, just to spread the
word.
Am
I flirting with you if I hit you with red?
I hope not.
Because I know you're happily married.
Yes.
And I'm happily married, so
exactly.
I don't want to throw the wrong color.
But yeah, there's really no biasing between colors. Okay. Just choose at will.
Okay. Choose at will. But when I approach someone, just randomly, I haven't done this very well, so I want to do it right. Or am I coming up and saying, "Hi, Vinod, how are you? What's going on with the band? You know, what has the family? Hey, here's some color."
No, typically how this happens, as I typically would put it, is when it comes to fun and happiness, let there be no boundaries, right? So the way that I do it, back home in India, everybody knows it, how to do it is,
right,
it is a friendly, very happy, laid back festival.
It's like the cleanest food fight ever.
Yes.
Without food.
Absolutely. What we have to do is, we just make friends at that moment, on that particular day. Anybody, everybody, you go up to him, say, happy Festival of Colors, and happy Holi. Just put a little bit of color on the forehead and cheeks, and that's about it. And if you know each other for a long time, we really get messy as well, where you can put a lot of color.
I'm spreading my color around. It's not like a water balloon of color dust.
Correct.
That I'm throwing.
No.
Okay.
Yes. No.
So I'm spreading it around. I can get plenty of colors while I'm there for the organic Holy Color Powder. That'll be available at a nominal cost. But what does it cost me to get in April 15th to the party? Because I know you guys have put together DJ music and fun for the whole family. What's my ticket at the door?
Right now, we have early bird specials at $7 a piece.
Uh-huh.
Kids five and under are free.
Lovely.
When we hit a milestone, which is 350 tickets, we will bump that price to $10.
Okay. Where do I get my tickets in advance?
Exit167events.com. That's exit167events.com.
Yay.
And there's a lot more information over there. So read through it. Lots of do's and don'ts in there. So you get an idea. We have pictures from last year. We also have videos from last year. So people have an idea what to expect.
The two of you are my favorite translators for all things East Indian culture, because I love learning more every single day about food, culture, and fun. What does Rang Barse mean? I always forget.
Rang Barse is rain of colors.
Rain of colors.
Yeah. Rang is color and Barse is rain.
Okay.
So rain of colors.
It explains the celebration. Do we have Facebook pages and websites and all of these things I can check out? Yes.
Yes.
Exit167events.com. Now, Lance, the band is not playing that day, so you guys get to throw all the colors you want.
Correct. But at some point, we want to make this an annual event where we want to call it an annual tradition for Bloomington Normal.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Bloomington Normal, but Central Illinois in general. I mean, last year we had from Peoria, people, residents from Peoria and Decatur as well.
There's not another big Holy Festival, Colors Festival around this area, is there? I know there's big ones in Chicago.
Correct.
And I think they were trying to start one in St. Louis in the last couple of years.
Correct.
But you guys are really getting it done for Central Illinois, and everybody's involved. I think this is great. It's a big celebration. It's going to be bigger than ever before, the way you're doing it over the Interstate Center.
This time we are just doing it also not on the specific day or close to the specific day as it's usually celebrated back home in India.
Sure.
Because considering the cold weather here.
I don't like cold.
Yeah, the festival is also about, arrival of spring and end of winter as well. So here, it has been cold, so we thought, let's do it somewhere mid of April where people are, because this is an outdoor
event. It is. It sounds like a party. I would much rather do this than go hunting for Easter eggs.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the rise of Christ whatsoever, if you're Christian.
Yeah.
So all of these fun things are happening all through the community. Thank you so much for sharing it today on WB&Q.